Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jean. How may I assist you today?
I received an email telling me Lifestyle Victory's confirmation, and I have no idea what they're talking about. I took a survey from CBS and ordered the Dyson thing, and then here I get an email telling me about recipes, and I subscribe to something, and I have no clue what they're talking about. And before I call my bank to cancel it, I'd like to know what the story is.
Okay, great. Well, there's certainly, I can look up your account and see, you know, what kind of information I can get for you. Can I start off by getting some information? Your zip code?
My zip code is 12594.
All right, hold for me just a moment while I try to access that account.
Hey, give me a subscription ID if you want. Can that help you?
It may. Hold on 1 second for me, okay? And what is your name?
Frank Falcone Jr.
All right, Mr. Falcone. Just a brief moment. I'll look over your account. All right. For verification purposes, Mr. Falcone, could you give me your address?
I can't hear you. What's that?
For security purpose, could you verify your address?
6839 Route 55, Wingdale, New York, 12594.
All right. Thank you for that. How's the weather in New York?
Cold.
Cold, is it?
It just got sunny today.
It did. Oh, wow. I'm originally from up in that area, so I definitely understand how the weather is so much different than where I'm at now. All right. Let's see. All right. So this, okay, so you seen this today, that's correct?
Yeah, I got an email from CBS asking me to take a survey. And then they offered about five or six different things, pay shipping only. And this was for some Dyson vacuum cleaner parts. And now I get an email saying that Lifestyle Victory's confirmation. Thank you for your subscription, Frank. Soon you receive delicious, healthy, blah, blah, blah. You know what it is because you work for that company.
Yeah, it's a meal balance. It looks
like
you signed up for a 14-day free trial. And in that 14-day free trial is for our meal balance plan.
Maybe it's my fat thumb, I don't know, but I had no intention on doing that. And like I said, I called here because I had a phone number before I called my bank to cancel the charge. So if you could do that there, it's fine. If not, I'll get in touch with Bank America. It's up to, you know, I want to know. I want to cancel the plan in English. I mean, you know, so like... can I do it with you, or do I got to call the bank and have them go through it?
Well, I definitely can be of some assistance if you'll just hold for a brief moment while I put some notations on your account.
Yeah, because the charge was $39.85. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. $39.85.
Yeah. Correct.
All right. All right. Hold for me one moment. Let me put some notes in your account. Let's see if we can get done. All right. Thank you, Mr. Frank.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Frank. I'm back. I was going over your account, myself and my supervisor. And we were wondering if you'd be interested in a $20, you know, if I can save you like $20 a month, it would be half of the cost.
No, well, I'm not being impolite or nothing, but I don't want to have anything to do with what I supposedly made a mistake doing, and I'd like to have it canceled.
Oh,
is
right.
Is it possible with you, or do I call the bank?
Yes, it is definitely possible. I just wanted to encourage you to try it because it's actually had some wonderful meal plans that have helped me along the way.
But I don't know, but I'm 85 years old, and I'm pretty healthy, and I don't need anybody to tell me how to eat. I think I made it pretty well up to now.
Most certainly, sir. All right, I'm going to notate your account. Go ahead and get it canceled for you, and I have a cancellation number for you. Just hold for a brief moment.
Will I get an email stating that it was canceled?
I'm not sure if the system automatically sends out an email, but I can definitely give you a cancellation number that you can have for reference, and you can also provide feedback if you would like.
In case something gets crossed up, and then I do get my credit card bill, and here I am getting charged for this. That's what I'm driving at.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand. If I can put you on a brief hold, I'm going to go ahead and notate your account and get that cancellation number for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so very welcome. Hold for one moment. All right, Mr. Frank, I'm back.
Okay.
I have notated your account, and I have that number available for you. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
Yes, I do.
All right. It's going to be C as in canceled.
C as in canceled.
Uh-huh. 9.
9.
1.
1.
9.
9.
2.
2.
7.
7.
0.
0.
3.
3.
0.
0.
7.
6, did you say?
7.
7.
Yes, sir. And that's it.
Well, you know, I got to commend you. You know your job, and you made this very simple for someone that's really ignorant on this new electronic age. I mean, I have it's been so long that I just got it for my birthday last year. So I'm really new at this, and I'm pushing buttons that I don't even know I'm pushing sometimes. I'm sorry that if I cause any kind of problem for you or your company, but, you know, I really appreciate this in plain English, and thank you so much.
You're so very welcome, Mr. Frank, and you caused us no problem. If there's anything that we can do for you in the future, please feel free to call us back.
Yeah,
and thank you for calling
to.
Customer service.
And thank you, and God bless you.
Same to you, sweet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.